Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. A brand new year, so I am always excited to have Jean Adrian with me, and she's always with me twice every month, and we have a new show starting this week, which is on the 8th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Jean, you can give us the information for that, but we are in a whole new year. I can't believe it. We're finally in 2015.
Yay!
Yay is right.
I'm not looking back. I'm dusting off my shoes and moving forward, because 2014 was different.
Different. Yes, I would say, you know, they say that it probably won't get this difficult again, at least for like 30 years. They had, part of it was to do with, you know, Saturn's placement, but a lot of it was to do with these Uranus-Pluto squares that, okay, so we have one more, but then that energy will change. And of course, it's all happening on the week of the spring equinox. So that'll be an interesting thing to look forward to, because I think going to be, whew. But let's not worry about that now. I mean, everybody's saying that this is going to be, you know, the year everything, you know, the tides all change, that, you know, financially, health-wise, this is supposed to be the year. It's an 8-year, it's a power year, it's an abundance year, it's a prosperity year. It's also, in Chinese astrology, it's the sheep or the ram, which is also the 8th sign in Chinese astrology, which means it corresponds with our Western astrology and numerology. So it's supposed to be a really good year.
And 8 is my soul number.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, so I'm banking on it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be a really good year. I mean, it feels freer. Like there's an energy that just feels a lot, I don't know, more open, more free, more expansive.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think you did this as well, but I put a lot of energy into really drilling down deep inside myself for the last month or so. And locating the things that weren't serving me anymore and releasing. And that's really pretty much what I've done for the last 30 days, is just clean my inner house.
Right.
So hopefully I've created a lot of space for all this wonderful stuff to flow into.
Huh. I feel confident that you have.
Me too.
Yeah, and we've got, I mean, this past day we had a pretty intense full moon, so nobody's going to hear this until Friday, but you know, so in this past week we had a pretty intense full moon, and apparently a grand cross, which I hadn't heard about until just reading it, so I don't know if that really happened or if it's just you know, close approximation of that happening, but
I read that somewhere too, and it was on Facebook actually, and the website that they referenced, I couldn't get into. So what does that mean, Lori?
I don't know. You mean the Grand Cross?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I understand the Sun Grand Cross stuff,
right?
But I don't understand the Moon Grand Cross stuff.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, it's going to be four planets, and I believe the moon and the sun, because it's a full moon, they're opposite each other. So that's part of the cross. And then the other two planets, I don't remember, but it just means that it creates literally a cross, which is intense energies. I mean, it's not as challenging as the grand square that we got, but the grand cross is definitely, and I don't think it was trine. I do believe we had a trine last year that was a cross, but I don't think this, I don't honestly, I I don't know exactly, but I'm feeling like it just added to the intensities of the energy of the full moon yesterday, which was supposedly, you know, one of the most challenging full moons that we've had. And I guess it had to do with the energies, because, you know, not usually is, I think it was a Cancer full moon, was it?
Yeah,
is
that the opposite? Correct. Yeah.
So,
well, you know, and for me, it was just, I don't know, uncomfortable energy. I couldn't settle down. I couldn't get comfortable all day long, into the night. You know, I didn't sleep well last night. But for my daughter, she called me yesterday evening, and she was really, she was feeling the grief from the loss of her husband, and, you know, very intensely. And, you know, Cancer is about home and family, so it didn't surprise me.
Right.
You know, and her as a mother and that kind of thing. You know, so, and she, you know, she's in such a different place from me spiritually. One of the things that she said when I was with her over the holidays was that she just wished that she just missed him so much. And she just wished that he would try to contact her in some way, which of course is totally against all of her fundamental, stuff. You know, it's not supposed to talk to dead people, you know, that kind of thing. So what I suggested to her last night was, why didn't she start journaling and, you know, and start a notebook and just call it Conversations with Clay, and write down whenever she would get to this place where she was really missing him, to just sit down and write what he might be saying to her if he were with her.
Right.
Which is kind of like channeling, but I think it would flow into channeling for her. She's very, very adept. I really think it would flow into channeling for her, but she wouldn't have to call it that.
Right.
So I offered that up to her, and I don't know if she took me at my, she said, okay, but, you know, I just told her that would be a nice collection of notes to give to her daughter when she was old enough to understand them.
Right.
You know, and I left it at that.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's going through a lot, and so that it really was for us to release and transform some of the things that are holding us back towards a new pathway. So it wasn't what I'm reading about the Grand Cross is obviously the Cancer Moon was opposite the Sun in Pluto in Capricorn, so that was part of it. And then there were smaller planets, Vesta, but Uranus was part of it too. So, and the South Node and the Lord. So there was a bunch of different things playing in it. You know, some of them, some pure astrologers, if it's not the, you know, our main planets, they don't really include it as a Grand Cross. But I mean, it really was all about, you know, transforming. And it's funny, I actually had an empowering day. I listened to some New Year's messages that they were creating on one of the shows, and I was actually quite empowered. There was a point where I was meeting up with somebody, and you know, I wanted to come home to clean up the house and the dishes so that I could start the laundry, and I got all that stuff done in the time that she said. But things actually flowed really nice for me. So I'm feeling quite positive, but I did feel the intensity of the energy, I think. We had a big power outage in this area.
Ooh.
So it didn't affect me, but it affected when we were trying to get together for like a coffee.
Wow.
It was interesting. So it was like just one of those strange days. And my rising is Cancer, so I think probably maybe because it's part of my own sign, it seemed to be a little less challenging for me. But I just, you know, I think as we move on, when we move into the Aquarius new moons, and we actually have two of them this year, which like back to back. One's in 0 degrees, and then the next one's like 2 minutes or 3 minutes before the sun goes into Pisces. So it's at the very end of the sign. And so,
oh, fun.
Well, it should be interesting because it'll be a complete, in one 30-day thing, it'll be like a complete transformation of, you know, what we are wanting to begin and what we need to finish. So that should be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and this, you just reminded me that the full moon last night was degree to degree on top of my Vesta in my chart.
Ah, okay.
As
so that's
the keeper of the sacred flame.
Right.
So,
and Vesta was part of the Grand Cross. So that might have
been. So maybe that's why I couldn't settle down.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know. It was really interesting. But, you know, during the day before the moon went, hit direct full, I had a great day. I went to the Unity Church. They did a burning bowl ceremony. That was all very nice. I had lunch with four of my good friends. You know, that was all very nice. You know, but it was just as the evening wore on, there was something, the wind picked up here.
Oh my.
It was almost like gale force wind outside. And that was unsettling, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been very weird weather. I mean, you know, we had, you know, for Toronto, we've had a pretty mild winter so far until like last night.
Yeah.
And like, you know, from the Arctic, we got this blast of cold weather that I think is going to hit you by what, Thursday?
Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday night it's coming in. And so I'm starting now. I have this magic tool that my brother made for me. It's a big oil pan kind of thing. It's a big plastic pan. It's about 8 inches deep and perhaps maybe 3 feet long and 2 feet wide.
Okay.
And he drilled two holes in it and put a rope through it that is long enough that I can play sled dog for myself. And I step into that thing and pull the rope up around my waist. I can fill that full of firewood and be like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Basically, I pull it into my house and the pan just scoots along the ground like it had wheels on it. And right up onto my deck and right around to my front door.
Nice.
So yesterday, before it got really nasty out, I went and I filled that thing up and I brought in firewood to the point that the firewood holders for both of my wood stoves are full and overflowing. And then today I'm going to go out and get, you know, fill it up again and have it right there by my door and just piled up, you know, so that I'm prepared. To keep my stoves going without having to go out in, you know, now they're saying 13 degrees, that 13 degree weather, but with a wind chill down into the minus.
Right.
You know, so I'm getting ready.
Well, I guess that's really all you can do, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just glad I got the two wood stoves this year instead of just one.
Ah, yes. Yes, for sure. I mean, for me, it's like I don't even want to go out this week because it's all like pretty yucky weather. I mean, it's sunny out right now, but it's cold. Like,
I'm
really
thinking.
Cold. So who knows? I mean, we're already past your coldest that you're supposed to get. So, yeah. Who knows?
It's, yeah, exactly.
You know, hopefully it won't be quite as bad. But I mean, I think this is the part of helping us sort of cleanse. Because I think, you know, when it gets really cold, it, you know, it makes crisp. It makes it, it's like it cleans up the, you know, all the bugs and stuff that it's in the air and all the things we need to get rid of. But it was really interesting. I had a few friends over Friday night, and didn't I have a ladybug in my house? I'm like,
really?
Where would that have come from? So it was,
well,
really,
obviously she had enough sense to come inside where it was warm.
She must have been inside. It's just that she was like moving around. I'm like, wow, a ladybug. That's kind of crazy. But
oh, yeah,
I figured
absolutely.
It was another good sign to of good luck for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There you go.
because it was right before the new year. Yeah, it was. Oh, actually, so it wasn't. It was Tuesday. That's right. It was right before the new year.
Well, you had it, your bug experience was better than mine, because I've brought spare parts for my beehives inside. Because you want to keep, those of you who've been listening know that I'm a beekeeper, mm-hmm. you want to keep the amount of space that the bees have to traverse in the wintertime down to the minimum. You know, and that way they can generate more heat and get to their food stores better. So anything that they weren't using, basically I consolidated it and brought them inside and kept, put them in my guest room.
Okay.
And I was teaching a class on Saturday and, I was looking for, I've torn this house apart. I have a Ziploc bag, like a gallon-sized Ziploc bag that's just full of colored Sharpies.
Okay.
And I wanted my colored Sharpies for my class because it was a Reiki class and they could draw the symbols, you know, in colors and play with that, you know, kind of thing. And I cannot find them. They've just disappeared. But there was one last place I wanted to look, and it was in a Rubbermaid bin in my guest bedroom that was underneath these beehive parts. And so when I took them off, I noticed that on the lid of the Rubbermaid bin, there was debris. And I'm like, ooh, where's this coming from? And so I looked into the beehive parts. And on one of them, three of the boards that had had honey in them that I'd extracted from, so they were really empty, that I was planning on just keeping them inside and then putting them back out in the spring for them to fill back up with honey. They were kind of like webbed together with a spider webby stuff. And so when I went and pulled them apart, it was like Velcro. And there were 1-inch long worms,
larvae.
Oh, it was so gross.
It's like a silkworm then?
They're called wax moths, wax moth larvae. And so I was just so disgusting, and I thought, well, maybe I can save these. I took them to the kitchen sink and tried to cut out the damaged parts, but I quickly realized that the damage on those three boards was way more extensive than what I could deal with. So I threw what I'd done away, put it in a bag, sealed it all up, and put it outside in the cold. But then I took those three boards out and put them on my deck so that the freezing stuff would kill off any more stuff in there. And as yet, I don't really know what I'm going to have to do to fix those boards for next year. But that was just gross.
Yeah, that's kind of nasty. Yeah,
but it was, you know, it was indicative again of you know, one more thing that I needed to clear out before the year ended.
Right.
You know, and it was just one more. I thought it was a perfect metaphor for finding some deep nasty that really needed to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think that's what 2014 was all about. Getting rid of those deep things that we just need now to, you know, to open up and start playing and just, you know, enjoying this new expansive energy that I'm sort of feeling. So I, you know, even though we've got a few things coming up, I'm feeling quite positive. I think this, you know, this full moon was probably the, you know, the last, you know, kind of stickiness until maybe the equinox. And I'm still feeling that, you know, this, because it's the last one of the 7 series, I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the complete release of everything instead of it being, you know, as sticky as some of the other ones have been. But we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We were talking with Jean Adrian. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. We also have a joint website, realitiesofcreation.com, where we're doing another teleseminar starting up in February. So if you're not part of that or if you want to become part of that, you know, just go to the site and join up. You'll get some freebies. I still haven't put mine in yet, but you will get new freebies and you'll get a whole new series of talks. I mean, it should be quite fascinating. Plus again, and when we come back, we'll talk about this, but we are starting a live show on Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And this will be very exciting because it's live again and we get to, you know, we'll get to do readings on air and we'll start up our special again. So, you know, please join us for that. Hi, I'm Lori Houston and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at BeMajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We have Jean Adrian. We are starting a brand new year, 2015. Very excited about this. I think the possibilities are going to be endless this year, and we really want to help people sort of get into that energy. Maybe we'll do a clearing of 2014 to make way for 2015 and anything maybe that we can add to 2015. Maybe that's something we could do. I know that I could probably do like a mini reading today, maybe. So, but let's talk about our new show that is starting up on Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah. So we want you guys to all join us on healthylife.net, www.healthylife.net, all positive talk radio, where Lori and I will be at 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, the 8th, we'll be together on Healthy Life on Power Talk, the first Thursday of every month. And we're really looking forward to having you guys join us there because it's a live call-in show.
Yay!
So we can go back and do readings and clearings like we have done for so many years in the past that we haven't been able to do on this particular venue.
Right. Yay. So it'll be, you know, we'll have our special again. It'll be a half hour that you can, you know, that you can get with the two of us, and we're going to keep with the same price. We may change it over the year, but we're going to start with the same price of only $75 for both of us. And you can ask more in-depth and personal questions when you get to set up with us. Obviously, this is available to anyone who's listening to our show and our new show. So do take advantage of that because, you know, this will really be a way to clear out some of the stuff that's blocking you from moving forward and, you know, paving the way for this new year that is really supposed to be an empowering, powerful year. So we want to make sure that all the little things that have been, you know, kind of sticky in your life that have not been allowing you to move forward, that, you know, this is really the time. So let's just do it. Like, let's really enjoy it and get there. And I think, you know, we have lots of opportunities to play in this.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that you were talking about getting rid of the sticky stuff that was keeping you from going forward. I have a client who lives in another state, and she sent me a text the other day. She said that she had just intuited that there was something in my living room that was blocking my prosperity. And she said, "It's yellow, Jean, and I don't, you know, what's going on in your living room that's yellow?" And I look through my whole living room. My house is small.
Yes.
I mean, it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath log cabin in the woods that is 25 feet by 50 feet with a deck. So not a lot of room here. Not a lot of room for something yellow to hide. And so I texted her back and I said, "Well, I've got 2 yellow sofa cushions on my leather couch." She says, "No, it's not. It's a picture." And immediately my eye was drawn that for a long, 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 long time, I have had this bookmark that's yellow that has a picture of Sai Baba on it. I went to a Sai Baba retreat thing many, many years ago, and they passed out Burbuti ash and these bookmarks. Hmm. And it was standing on the shelf looking at me. And so I texted her back. I said, "Okay, I think I found it. Is this it?" And she goes, "Yes." And she said, "It needs to go outside. You know, it needs to be put outside. We're going to get cleansed and cleared." And the weather was really bad, so I hadn't done that yet. But today it's bright and sunny, albeit cold. And I will take it. I put it in a box. And I will take it outside. But after she did that, I had an enormously prosperous weekend.
Nice.
Up to and including today, I checked my bank account and I had received dividends that I wasn't expecting to the tune of $521.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Sai Baba, I don't know what to tell you, buddy, but you're going to stay in the box or outside for the time being.
Well, maybe when he passed and some of the, because there was supposed to be somebody to replace him right away, maybe because none of that's happened, maybe it's, you know, maybe there's some people that have attached to it or something. I don't know.
I don't know. So I thought that was interesting. Just you brought that to my mind.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And it also
that's
reminds
the thing,
me to go
know,
put him out in the sun.
And that happens, right? Like that happens. There are things that, you know, we're not even aware of that can be draining our energy or can have, right, you know, things depending on where they're from, you know, attached to them. I mean, all of this stuff can happen. So, yeah.
Stranger than truth.
Right. So that's a, you know, a good opportunity for you to just sort of go through stuff and just clean out your place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm talking about this and I really need to do it, but, and I'm really going to do it soon, but yeah, it's, you know, one of those things that I just keep saying I'm going to do and I'm going to do it.
Well, you know, while I was looking for those silly little pins, I found a whole bunch of paper stuff, last year and the year before's Medicare rules, which is about a 1-inch thick book, paper book. And I took all that stuff to the dump just, you know, before we got on the air with the show. I went to our trash dump and got rid of a bunch of that stuff.
Nice.
Big old pile of it. So, but I'm sure there is more to be dealt with, and I will.
I'm sure there is. It's interesting, though, isn't it? I mean, we really...
It is.
We can really, you know, it's, you know, mostly it's our beliefs and mostly it's, you know, the things that we hold on to,
mm-hmm.
you know, that especially the things that we really feel attached to. I mean, those are part of the reason we get stuck is, you know, we have these attachments to things. We have these things that we think we absolutely positively need, and that's part of it. But okay, so we know we're starting a show on the 8th, and it's going to be a call-in, and that's very exciting. We have the new Realities of Creation that is happening. When is it going to start in February?
I believe it's the 16th. Let me just look on my calendar because I'm the first speaker. So that would be the 16th at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
It's funny. I thought Leslie was going to be the first speaker this time.
Nope, me.
Okay.
Me. My idea. I get to go first.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Yeah. And so that by the time people get to listen to that, the website's probably going to be updated anyway.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And what else do we have going on?
Well, that's really all that I'm aware of for right now. But one of the things that I would like to offer up is, since we're talking about housekeeping and house cleaning, why don't I do a house cleaning for all of us, clearing, to let's get rid of the last remnants of 2014 and any of those old attachments or blocks that might be holding us back from all the prosperity and abundance and love and perfect health that we all deserve.
Right.
So, shall we do that?
Absolutely.
And then, once we clear the space, then maybe you could do a reading for us about what you see.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help. Interesting. The first card I pull, the first source card, says, overwhelmed by an authority figure. Huh. Hmm. So maybe we're still hanging on to some of that residue. And so I pulled another source card, and it says at our birth that we felt overwhelmed by an authority figure. So here we are, we're giving birth to a brand new year and a new reality. And if we're still holding on to old feelings of overwhelm from when we were physically born on this earth, we might not manifest everything we desire for ourselves. Right. So let's look at the setup around that. So the orange cards, I'm going to pull two of them. They're the setup cards. This one wants to come. And this one. Huh. So the first one I pulled says child or loved one taken away. And when I muscle test, it's loved one. Loved one taken away. And the second card says denied infidelity. So overwhelmed by an authority figure at our birth, loved one taken away, and denied infidelity. I'm already getting some thoughts on this, but I want to pull the soul reaction card before I say what I'm thinking. How about that one? So the yellow cards are the soul reaction, what this whole thing did to us at the soul level. And it says it created shame and humiliation. So let's see if you resonate with this, Lori. What I'm feeling on this is that at the moment of our birth, we felt like our connection to Source had been taken away from us. Mm. We were pushed out of the womb where we were fully connected to Source. And we go out into this bright light with physical parents, you know, and each of us has a different situation around that. And we felt like, wow, he cheated on me.
Hmm. Well, I know that mine happened before that, but I mean, maybe it got grounded or at birth.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So there's a stuck belief around this. So let's see what the stuck belief is. The belief is in struggle. I have to struggle to earn love. So if we're still carrying old residue about struggle that we inferred from our birth and our separation from God, I mean, this card literally says I have to struggle to earn God's love.
Right.
But, you know, that just extrapolates out into struggle across the board. So for sure we want to clear this away so that we don't go into 2015 and carry on this belief that everything has to be hard and difficult like it has been in the past.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to pull three clearing cards and we'll do them all together. And that's the first one. That one is the second one. And the third one. All right. So the first thing that it wants us to do is to ask the universe to raise our vibration as high as is humanly possible for us. Let's just take a moment and ask that our frequency and our vibration be lifted up above struggle, beyond struggle. Good. And now, just call in an angel and ask for help. So each of us take a moment and call in our guardian angel and ask our guardian angel to take us back to that time before we incarnated in this lifetime and to clarify for us our truth, who we are, why we're doing this, and to clarify for us that our guardian angel will always be with us and that we will always be connected to Source. And then let her or him take you by the hand and leap off of that launch platform of spirit down into physical form and let your guardian angel come with you out the birth canal so that you don't feel alone. You don't feel separated and you don't feel lied to. And now, take a minute and connect heart to heart with that little baby that was you at the point of your birth and ask him or her, little baby me, what can I do to help you right here, right now? And then just take a moment and listen. Good. Perfect. My little one said, protect me, take good care of me, and always love me.
Hmm. Mine was hold me and love me.
Oh, how sweet. Okay. So, we've cleared this. So, let's get some blessings from the angels to bring us in to 2015 with a healed heart. And the first blessing says healing from your awakened inner. The second blessing says synchronistic flow and good fortune. And let's just pull one more for good measure. The final blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And it's gratitude that owns every blessing. So just take a moment now and give thanks to all of your angels, all of your teachers, all of your guides, all those who are supporting you in having a deliriously, deliciously wonderful 2015 and beyond. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So.
All right. So I decided I would start turning some cards. So definitely this is a year of new growth, new beginnings, new, like definitely in the financial arena, this is a time for new growth. There's going to be lots of change in that area. The side of it that is a little bit sticky is that some of the things have to change that that sort of keep us from not experiencing that, you know, abundance, that beauty, that, you know, that new growth. And I don't think that this is a personal thing per se, although for some people, there may be some things that we need to let go of that really need to just completely transform. But as I started saying it, my feeling was that this is going to be something more global that's going to change. So, I mean, I have always felt that, you know, the financial institutions have to change. I don't know if this is the year that some of that's going to happen. I know that there was a bit of a correction already starting off the new year today for the markets. But there's something that's going to change. And what I'm getting out of that complete shift is, you know, for you to really be clear, really visualize all the different areas in your life that you want to bring into harmony, that you want to transform and shift and to allow for this abundance to happen. So, and when I say that, I don't mean just look at your career or your work. I mean, look at your relationships, look at your home life, look at your outer life. Like, what are the things outside? Look at your inner life. What are the things inside that you want to complement? So, you know, it's like we have these opportunities. Something needs to shift. And I think that's going to be forced upon the planet, that something's going to shift. And so it's inviting you this new opportunity to really look at, you know, how would you like your, ideally, what would your life look like in all the areas and how they would complement one another and how, because, you know, I know that, you know, when we look at a new year and we set our intentions for the new year or we set these New Year's resolutions, we often break them. But if we, you know, if we look at, you know, what do you truly want? You know, a lot of people say, well, I want money. And money isn't what we want. We want what money can give us. We want, you know, that either that sense of happiness or freedom or peace. It's an inner feeling that we want, not something outside of ourselves. And although money is something we need to sort of survive on this planet, it's not the end goal. It's just a stepping stone to get what we actually want. So start thinking about what you actually want, and then movement will happen there. There's something about balancing out karma right now, and I really believe that that's what's going to happen in the spring, that that's kind of part of whatever's going to occur on the planet. It's like this balancing out of karma. It's releasing the anxiety. It's releasing the stress. But there is just that aspect where we just have to come to a place of balance, more harmony within ourselves, and that this will bring us into a more complete us. It will open us up. It will, you know, we will come into a time where we're ready to wake up. For those of us who haven't woken up yet, you know, this is going to be the year for those people who haven't. For those of us that have, it's just a reconfirming that we are, you know, we're in the right place, doing the right thing, and it will bring us into a more complete us. But we have the world being offered to us. I mean, it's our time to really shine. It's our time to really, you know, dream the biggest dream you can possibly have, to join in the dance that is occurring on the planet, and to just really embrace all that's going on. And I think, you know, aside from, you know, the things that are going to bring us back into balance, you know, I really feel it's going to be a great year. With that, I think we need to go to break. So you are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com, or go to realitiesofcreation.com. And if you want more information about me, go to intuitivesoul.com. And we are getting to the heart of what matters. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? how your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business. I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart with Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. We have been getting to the heart of what matters. We started off with, you know, some of the things that are sort of happening this year. Then we did some a really lovely clearing and healing and, you know, a little bit of a reading of what to expect. We thought we'd come back and talk about intentions. I know a lot of people, we did talk about this on our last show. I know a lot of people like to set New Year's resolutions and, you know, come January 1st, it's like the first thing they sort of think of. To me, resolutions are just goals that we break and then we feel really guilty about. And, you know, I am more, you know, we talked about this last show, but, you know, it's more about how you want to feel. Like, the simpler and the more simplistic we can get, you know, I think the better. And, you know, I was listening to a show, I think it was Emmanuel Dagger. It might have been, I think it was Emmanuel, but, you know, he said what his life purpose was to be happy. And, you know, it's that simple. It's like, pick something, you know, simple. Pick, I don't know, balance, harmony, freedom, happiness. But it's got to be something that comes inside of you. It's got to be something that you can, you know, that you can connect with, that you can feel good about. Like, if you, you know, we all would, I mean, this is a year where our finances and our health are going to come to the forefront. This is the year that that kind of stuff is going to change. So when you think of your health, I mean, we all know that, you know, the top few of the resolutions either have to do with weight loss or becoming more healthy in fitness. And, you know, when you think about that, like, instead of seeing it as something, you know, outside of yourself or something that you have to do, like, what can you be that would give you that, that essence? So happiness would give you that, peace, freedom,
Loving yourself.
Oh, loving yourself. Beautiful. Yes. That's, mm-hmm. I think that's probably the big one. I also think that that's probably one of the most challenging ones that we have because I don't know that we're very good at it.
Yeah. Well, there may be some people that are very good at it.
Right, right.
But it might not be me.
Well, I find that that's probably one of the most challenges I have is to really take care of me. I know what I need to do. I know what's best for me. I don't always follow it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's where I wanted to focus my intentions for this year. And I've done pretty well until just before this show. And I went out and bought myself a very unhealthy lunch.
Right.
You know, that somebody who really loves themselves would not have bought what I bought for lunch and eaten it.
Well, we can look at it in a different way, too.
Please help me.
Well, sometimes, I mean, you know, as we prepare for cold weather, I mean, you know, sometimes we just do something for the love of, I don't know, to make us, to shift. I mean, we think it's going to shift our energy. So we pick something that, you know, the comfort foods, the things that make us feel better. And yes,
that's what this was. Absolutely.
Yes, it's not necessarily healthy for the inner temple, but it might make yourself feel okay, you know, in a maybe it's superficial, but I mean, the problem isn't what you ate, it's how you felt afterwards.
Actually, I felt pretty good afterwards.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
You're just feeling guilty now, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So well, it's when how many that calories guilt enters see. Into the picture. If as yeah. long as you can hold on to the good feeling, then I think, you know, I really don't think food has as much to play as it is how we feel about the foods. Like I think, you know, obviously there are some things like the GMO stuff, and there are some things that, you know, really are unhealthy, and we really need to know about the high fructose, and we really need to know about the things that, you know, how they're impacting our bodies. But if we could shift all of that to just, you know, feeling good, like just doing something to feel good and letting go of any time that guilt or shame draws into the picture, I think that's when, you know, we stop digesting properly. That's when, you know, everything sort of stops, because we have this shame and guilt associated with it. And that's not loving ourselves. It's not so much, you know, what we put into ourselves that shows how we love ourselves, but it's those thoughts afterwards that, you know, bring up something other than self-love.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So I think, you know, that's, you know, part of the equation is, you know, yes, we're not always going to be perfect. I mean, if I followed the diet that I should be on, I mean, it can be very challenging. There's not a lot of rewarding things in it. I mean, there's very few fruits that I can have, and there's, you know, very few grains that I can have, and you know, like there's a lot of limitations on it. And if I were to follow that every day, yes, I would feel better, but I would also have a feeling of
deprivation.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So this is part of, you know, loving yourself. You need to be able to love yourself even when we make those choices that may not be the healthiest for us, but because we wanted to feel something inside. Yes. Could we maybe have tried to feel that inner feeling without, you know, the comfort food? Sure. But if we could hold that feeling and hold that love within, then I think we probably would be able to digest our foods much better.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has a lot to do with how we feel about it. I mean, okay, so smoking may not be a perfect example, but, you know, hundreds of years ago, people smoked all the time. Like the Native Indians, they didn't die from cancer. Now, mind you, there's been a lot of chemicals that have been added. So for me, you know, if it's a smoker, you know, get the natural ones or get the e-cigs so that you can, you know, not be inhaling any carcinogenics. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's kind of the choices we make, but it's how we feel afterwards. Like whether we're, you know, dragging ourselves down because of it, or, you know, if we find that certain foods really don't make us feel good, then, you know, those are the things that we want to avoid. Like I know what sugar does to me, especially at night. I know what certain foods do to me. And so, you know, I think that's part of this journey that I've been in the last couple of weeks is, you know, I don't want to have heartburn at night. I don't want to have that feeling of, you know, that it, and so I'm starting to become much, much more aware of, you know, what really gives that to me.
Right.
And I think that's important because, you know, that doesn't feel good. I mean, it's a terrible feeling. So, you know, I was up almost a whole evening because of it, because it just felt so awful. It's like it's helping my body, you know, have memory of, you know, the things that just aren't, that will cause pain. That's one thing. The things that just, you know, if we can feel good about ourselves and still do it, it's this feeling aspect. So can we feel into, you know, ourselves and just feel good? not, you know, it's how we feel after the fact that sort of puts, and the guilt, even with the exercise, you know, this week, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do this week because it's so cold, right? I don't know that I want to be going out and, you know, yes, I can completely cover myself up, but how enjoyable is that?
You know, I actually got a really wonderful gift about exercise. This week I taught a class on Saturday. It was a Reiki class, and there was a physical therapist who attended my class. I had never met her before, and she watched how I was walking and standing, and she said, "You're rotated." She was using some funny words that I didn't know, and she said, "You've got a major problem with your SI joint that's causing the pain in your knee."
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And I was like, well, can you fix it? And she says, yeah, actually, I can give you 3 exercises right now that you can begin to do that will make a huge difference for you. I'm like, really? So she did. I mean, and these exercises take perhaps 45 seconds to do. And you can do them lying in the bed in the morning before you get up and then before you go to bed at night and 2 other times. And I did them, she did it for me on the table on Saturday, I did it Saturday night, Sunday morning, and 3 other times Sunday, and then this morning. Well, when I went to get out of bed this morning, normally, because my right knee is the one that gives me the problem, that I literally have to limp all the way to the bathroom, holding on to furniture, because when I first get up, my knee won't support my weight.
Wow.
And I got out of bed this morning and just basically jogged to the bathroom.
Wow.
And I was noticing that when I was out running my errands this morning, that it's like I've got that you know, the, I don't know, flow back in my step again.
Nice.
And that's only since Saturday.
Nice.
But the exercise thing is, she says, do not go. She's the worst thing you can do right now until you get this rotation corrected is walk.
Ah, interesting.
She says, don't go to the gym. Don't go out walking. Work on, she said, do planks to work on your core and do upper body stuff if you want to. But first, you know, do this for a couple of weeks and then let me check you again before you start that hard exercise and walking. And I was like, oh, Merry Christmas to me. I don't have to go walk.
Nice.
Probably not the right attitude to have, but it's the truth.
Uh-huh. But it's going to get you healthy so that you
can see,
these
walk.
I think this is what this beginning part of this year is going to be about is, you know, discovering the little things that are, you know, that we didn't realize are having such an impact.
Yeah. I mean, this is completely new information. Never heard anything like this before.
Hmm. It sounds like it'll be, you know, obviously it'll be very beneficial for you.
Yeah.
And so maybe other people should get this sort of checked out. Like, what are the things that are hurting you? Find out. I really think that these are important things to be looking at. Certainly, if I do a stretch, you know, my walk feels much better, afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, sometimes I overdid it on Friday. I did a very long walk and a lot of it was uphill, so I really kind of overdid it. But, you know, that's okay too, because,
sure,
you know, then we can rest and we can take care of ourselves. But yeah, it really is all about, you know, what can you do to love yourself more? Like, what is it that we're doing so that we can, you know, have this self-love? And I think this is where, you know, it's, maybe ask the universe to show you the different areas where self-love, you know, can play a deeper part of your life, and that you can really, you know, fall into, you know, the different areas that are, you know, blocking you from your own self-love. And I think that is probably, you know, the first step. And I think that's part of what this year is going to be about, is, you know, discovering the things. And I think self-love is probably the biggest thing that we can all work on.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Hmm. So I think, you know, given that we could probably, we're done for this episode. And I know, again, let's give them the place that they can go to. Is it healthylife.net?
Healthylife.net at 4 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. On Thursday, 4 o'clock Eastern, Thursday, live show. Join us. It'll be very exciting. If you want more information about Jean, go to our website, jeanadrian.com, or go to Realities of Creation, where we have our teleclass starting up in February. And we've got all these new things, so there's great new ways to connect with us. Also, we will extend the half hour that we are doing for healthylife.net. So it'll be a combination of both Jean and I, and Jean will do the clearing, I'll do the reading, and we'll get you all prepared for the new year. I honestly believe that this is going to be a great new year. And any last thoughts, Jean, for
the I think you summed it up really well. I'm just really looking forward to working with you on a more expanded platform in this new year.
All right. So you've been listening to News of the Heart. We have been getting to the heart of what matters. Have a great and fantastic new year. Do let us know if there's anything that you want to work on specifically. We will gear our shows toward it. Also, let us know what's happening in your world on 2015. And let's make this the best year ever. All right. Thank you. And we will be back. Well, with Jean, I will be back. Let's see, on the 19th for the live show. So join us there. Thanks, Jean.
Thanks, Lori.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.